You can't come in,
Bamber said. His voice was a slur that dribbled through his rotten teeth and down onto the front of a filthy T-shirt that was big enough to drown in. A faded print on the front of the T-shirt showed a grinning blue cartoon character with a white hat and glasses. Irony, thought Logan, thy name is Brainy Smurf. Other than the T-shirt, Bamber was dressed in mismatched socks and faded grey boxer shorts that Logan didn't even want to think about.
We don't want to come in.
This was true. The last thing Logan wanted was to set foot inside this house.
You need a, what you call it, to come in. The people hang.
A warrant. Well, we do and we don't.
Again, though, we don't want to come in.
Warrant, aye,
mumbled Bamber, his brain slowly catching up.
Have you got one of them?
No, we don't have a warrant.
Because if you don't, you're no getting in.
Bamber pointed to the ground.
That's my garden.
Logan twitched, irritated.
What?
It's my garden. It's my property, Nat. You're no allowed on my property.
Well, we are.
No, you're no. I'll call the police.
Sinead shot Logan a glance.
We are the police, Forby. That's why I'm dressed like this.
Bamber leaned back and peered down his nose at her, as if just noticing her outfit for the first time.
Seriously? You're the police?
Aye.
He wiped his nose and his bare arm, leaving a silvery trail along it, and briefly revealing the crook of his elbow that was a pincushion of red dots and bruising.
If you're the police, you need one of them hangs before you can get in. What's it called? You shouldn't even be in my garden.
Logan had had enough. Bamber yelped as one of the DCI's hands clamped down on top of his head and tore him out of the house. Logan marched along the path, dragging Bamber by the hair.
Oi! Fuck off! You can't do this!
Logan opened the gate, pulled the struggling scroat through it, and slammed him hard against the outside of his fence.
There now! We're not on your property!
Ignoring the potential health risks, he was right up in Bamber's face, a hand still clamped on his head.
Now, Forby, I've got some questions for you. Are you going to help me out by answering them?
Logan tightened his grip on Bamber's hair, drawing a sob through those rotten tooth stumps.
Or am I going to get to do this the hard way?